prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Engineer Frank is ready to roll. So am I. Got a little echo again, Frank. Well, there you go. We've got a great show. We're going to be talking about additional risks to using antibiotics. Some new stuff. And we got a quack report. And before we get to all the good stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in Matthew 12, where it says, "For whoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother, sister, and mother." And then Ecclesiastes 12, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Oh, that's it, right? Mind the time, it grows short, because Jesus is the way. He's coming soon. Be ready. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Back and 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 back
a quacker there, Frank. Okay, first up is the Quack Report. Oral antibiotics increase the risk of Parkinson's disease. Now, we're going to talk about a little bit more about this in the first segment of the show, but this is some research coming out of Finland where they are connecting the dots a little bit that antibiotics could put you at a higher risk of a neurological condition like Parkinson's disease. And here's the thing. Your drug companies don't do any research on this, obviously, and your doctors aren't going to connect the dots either on this, so it's going to be up to you and me to, you know, bring it up to them the next time, you know, antibiotics come up in any kind of treatment plan that you may be looking into. So we're going to get into more of that in detail in the first segment of the show, but just want to give you a heads up there. Moving along, the Quack Report, and last but not least, Frank, Australian government is challenging... Australian government is being challenged, to either prove COVID pandemic is real or end the restrictions. Yeah, this is the Australian Constitutional Court challenging the country's federal government to prove the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 restrictions are not based on lies. So they're based on, or if they're based on falsehoods, they got to come up with, you know, the real hardcore facts to prove this. The tribunal's challenge came from, it was a formal list of questions set out to the health minister, Wolfgang Mukestein? Anyway, there were 10 questions. One of the questions was, you know, prove to the high court that the COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths are real and aren't highly inflated. So they're challenging the statistics there. They're also asking for a breakdown on these numbers by age. And they're also asking, was this COVID the cause of a hospitalization, or was it caused by something else? And were these deaths by the pandemic COVID, or was it by something else? So clarification. The tribunal also touched on how the COVID-19 shots were able to reduce the transmission of the SARS-CoV-2 in line with the reports that the fully vaccinated people still seem to transmit the pathogen. So they're asking, what is the risk of transmission in a person affected by SARS-CoV with the second vaccination and people that aren't vaccinated? So they want the real skinny. So they seem, well, I hope they get to the bottom of it. I really do. Let's pray that they do in this era of deception. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, I got me herbal tea here, and we're going to be talking about some additional risks you may be running into if you're using antibiotics, because we're very familiar with the risks of, you know, the digestive imbalance and the yeast infections that can come when you use an antibiotic for an infection. And research in November 2019, this is research coming out of Finland, it's stating that certain oral antibiotics can put patients at risk of a neurological disease like Parkinson's. So, you know, but it may not just be antibiotics that can put people at risk of neurological diseases. So we're going to also consider vaccines in this part of the show. So what is Parkinson's? Well, Parkinson's is this neurological movement disorder that involves muscle tremors, slower movement, stiff muscles, balance problems, and an unsteady walk. And modern medicine says there's really no cure. And many cases involving a neurological condition is really usually blamed on genetics. And how would a patient or a family of the patient know any better if they were told that? Now, with regards to some neurological diseases, there are increasing reports referring to the condition being a reaction between genetics and vaccines. All vaccines seem to have the capability to change your DNA. Here's a quote from the Leading Edge Research Group that says, one of the indicators that vaccines may in fact be changing the genetic structure of humans become evident in September 1971 when scientists at the University of Geneva discovered that biological substances entering directly into the bloodstream through an inoculation became part of the human genetic structure. Also, Dr. Robert Simpson at Rutgers University said in 1976 at the American Cancer Society seminar that persistence of long-term viruses and foreign proteins in vaccines has a unique and direct link to chronic and degenerative diseases. So let's look at this, a little bit of history here, a little bit of cover-up, if you want to use the term. I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. A German scientist, Zinchenko, along with his colleagues, reported in October 22nd, 1967, and it was printed in the British Medical Journal, that the neurological diseases of multiple sclerosis was created when medical science used vaccines containing smallpox, typhoid fever, tetanus, polio, tuberculosis, and diphtheria. Not all together in one shot, mind you, but when they started inoculating people with these pathogens. So in 1965, Zinchenko reported 12 cases of multiple sclerosis, which directly followed an anti-rabies vaccination. And many of these vaccines used animal parts, and the first animal vaccines came to the United States in 1870. So Dr. Chereau knew the vaccines were creating epidemics of disease in children. However, the medical establishment was bent on blaming these conditions on heredity and environmental events. So the vaccines cause lesions on the brain, causes inflammation and encephalitis. And this affects neurological function, and the person can have tics or behavioral disturbances. So it is a RNA DNA in the vaccines that is affecting human DNA and creating these types of disorders, but science refuses to admit the vaccines are creating the changes in the human genes. They refuse to see that the vaccines are creating a domino effect, and with each generation, the genetic code are further degraded and the diseases are more prevalent, embedded in the gene code and passed on. And technically, it can be inherited, but it all started with vaccines as the culprit. Wow. Well, patients tend to be lied to, basically. Vaccines have been part of this huge long-term eugenics program. Vaccines are changing the DNA and the human genetic code and how cells react to disease. So vaccines are the plagues, if you look at it this way. So the vaccines and the GM viruses in the vaccines are being grafted together to make new diseases and used to seed the body with carcinogens and other types of disease. And you have to think of these poor kids that are loaded with vaccines. They get riddled with various forms of cancer and other types of diseases, and all these massive children's hospitals are built just for them, and they're told that, oh, the cancer is rare. Well, let's get back to the antibiotic topic. We just wanted to touch on the vaccine for a minute. According to the University Hospital in Helsinki in Finland, repeated or high exposure to oral antibiotics increases the patient's risk of Parkinson's disease. Now, the antibiotics that produce the higher risk are the broad-spectrum type of antibiotics used for bacterial infections and for fungi. Now, most people and physicians aren't going to make a connection between the onset of Parkinson's disease and the antibiotic treatment due to the time that it takes for the disease to manifest, usually 10 to 15 years. So they're not going to link this together. So how does the antibiotic cause Parkinson's disease then? Well, it's the connection to the disruption in the gut flora that changes the microbiome ecosystem, according to the Finland report. Here's Philippe Sinpergin, MD, Department of Neurology at Helsinki Hospital. He says, the link between antibiotic exposure and Parkinson's disease fits the current view that in a significant portion of patients with a pathology of Parkinson's, originating in the gut years before the onset of symptoms. All Parkinson's patients have abnormal bacterial compositions in their digestive tract. Constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammation of the bowel are all associated with Parkinson's disease. Exposure to antibiotics have shown to cause these changes, increasing this risk. End of quote. Well, the Finn study is interesting. And according to the Finland study, they investigated what is called a case-controlled study using the data in the National Registry. So they compared antibiotic exposure between the years of 1998 to 2014, involving more than 13,900 patients who developed Parkinson's disease. They compared this group to over 40,000 non-affected patients who matched their age, sex, and where they lived. So the antibiotic exposure was looked at involving 1 to 5, 5 to 10, and then 10 to 15-year segments based on antibiotic purchases. So when they filled their prescription. So the antibiotics were also categorized according to their chemical profiles. So the results showed that the type of antibiotics that offered this greater risk were your antimicrobial antibiotics, which have a drug combination of penicillin and a bacterial inhibitor drug. Examples would be amoxicillin and tetracycline. And they offer a very high risk of Parkinson's disease if taken over a 10 to 15 year period. Well, people that are on tetracycline, they could be taking it for that long. You know, they usually prescribe it for acute acne problems, you know. So some of the other drugs in the list were sulfa antibiotics, if you take them between 1 to 5 years, or the UTI, pneumonia, and diarrhea medicines, usually under the category of trimethoprim drugs, if they're taken 1 to 5 years, big risk. And also, lastly, the antifungal drugs, if you're taking them 1 to 5 years. Well, antifungal drugs, who do they prescribe that for? Well, fungi. Let's say you got nail fungus. There it is. They're going to prescribe it for that. If you got a real bad case, I guess, you know, athlete's foot. I think in the Army they called it jungle rot, the folks from Vietnam. They said nothing touched it except garlic. Hey, Frank, garlic man, smiling over there. All right, here's a quote now from Philip Schwab-Perigens, MD, Department of Neurology, Helsinki. He says, our findings suggest that some commonly used antibiotics, which are known to strongly influence the gut mitochondria biome, could be a predisposing factor to Parkinson's disease, he said. So in other words, the use of certain types of antibiotics used repeatedly can produce this drug-induced neurological disease called Parkinson's. But since it takes many years to manifest, the average health professional is not going to make the connection or warn patients about the possibility of developing Parkinson's later on. Another quote from Dr. Philippe, he says, this discovery should have implications for antibiotic prescription practices in the future. In addition to the serious problem of antibiotic resistance, we need to take into account the potential of long-lasting effects on the gut microbiome and the development of serious diseases it can cause, end of quote. Well, well, drug companies, you know, they're not so concerned because, you know, remember 1940s, you know, in the 1940s, the antibiotic movement began. It spread pretty rapidly with overprescribing of these antibiotics, and science may not have had any idea of that what their drugs really could do long term, because, you know, drug companies, well, they don't test long term for long term consequences. They don't. So the Finland study looked at for associated keys to a particular condition. And what may they find if they look for any drug-associated key to things like cancer or even heart disease? Think about that. So this research should give everyone pause when any drug therapy is recommended to them, because science does not know everything about the drugs they're using to treat their patients with. And perhaps that is why they call it the wonder drugs. I wonder what it's going to cause. Well, you know, you got some antibacterial herbs. Frank is a big user of one of them. Science isn't the only one with antibacterial medicine, okay? God has provided herbs to help the body's immune system fight bacterial infections, even fungus. So garlic is one of those herbs that offer a very broad spectrum antibacterial, fungal, and viral action. It's really great. Golden seal root's another one. It's another medicinal plant. Fights infections. So I like to pair these types of plants with some of the immune-boosting herbs like your echinacea and astragalus root, and also maybe even lift it up with a little ginkgo for metabolic support. It gives it the immune system a very strong response then. What'd you say, Frank? How does cayenne act with garlic? Very well, actually. Think of cayenne as your circulatory herb. It does move blood. It also moves mucus. So if you got like a sinus infection, it's excellent for sinus infections. It gets the mucus out of the sinus cavity. That's what you got to do. So, I'll pair cayenne with a lot of these immune support herbs or bacterial fighting herbs. It takes it around the body really quick. So it's excellent for that. I know a lot of people don't like hot and spicy sometimes, but you know, if you get your herbal formula that has, you know, your antibacterials with a little cayenne in it, if you put it in tomato juice, the enzymes cool the hot taste in the mouth, kind of zips up the tomato juice a little bit, but you don't feel it in the mouth so much. And I think that's where most people object. It's hot tasting. Chilled fruit. We do the same thing, enzymes in the fruit, like orange slices or grapes, cool the hot taste in the mouth. Now, if you're still sensitive, if you still can't do it that way, get some empty veggie caps at your health food store, and you can make your own liquid gel cap, you know, and then you don't taste it at all. That's an option for you. Just don't make them ahead. It'll dissolve the gel cap, so you got to make them just when you're going to take them. So that's an option for a lot of folks that have sensitive palates. So herbs that we're talking about here, your natural herbs for antibacterial action, herbs like this do not induce side effects or disease. So people that acquire a serious bacterial infection that may even enter the bloodstream called sepsis, well, they usually have been treated with a slew of antibiotics that didn't work, didn't stop the infection, because most people pick sepsis up at the hospital or somewhere in a medical facility. Now, doctors will then, you know, start to combine various antibiotics in an off-label cocktail, not approved by the FDA, but it's a desperate attempt to save the patient because treating sepsis is tricky. And instead, this can, you know, create what is called a cytokine storm that damages the immune system's ability to control inflammation. So it's not the immune system that's gone crazy or the genetics to be at fault. It's that's not what causes that. It's the drug treatment. So you got options is the point, okay, out there. Because a lot of people have no idea that they have some valid options to help them with their health. So we're conditioned to rely on modern medicine and the drug companies. We've just been conditioned since we could, you know, stop sucking our thumb kind of thing. So learning how to use herbs for medicinal purposes is not hard, okay? It's new, but it's not hard. So if you learn to, you know, tie your shoes or brush your teeth or ride your bike, you can learn how to use herbs, okay? It's not that difficult. And I'm not saying never see your doctor. That's not what I'm saying. You know, common sense. Use common sense. Know when to go see your doctor. You know that trauma care is a very important part of professional medicine. It is. However, there are herbs that can help us out of really tight situations that we may not want to seek the hospital or the doctor for. for whatever reason, maybe location, maybe a pandemic's going on, and you don't want to get sick at the hospital, whatever the reason. You know, so there are some herbs that can get us out of tight spots, like snake bites or pandemics or even heart attacks. So don't think that you don't have options there. So don't be afraid to learn how you can be powerful using herbs for your benefit. Genesis, from Genesis to Revelation in the Bible, God tells us, hey, I got herbs, use them, made them for you. They're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And by the way, I can't lie. That's what God said. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their free herbal catalog. It'll tell you about their line of herbal products. They specialize in immune boosting, metabolic strengthening, and organ cleansing or toxin removal. They've got pandemic kits. They've got snake bite kits. They have heart attack packs. They got some interesting tools for you. Now, these are all based on Dr. John Christopher's formulation, who is the founder of the School of Natural Healing in Springville, Utah. And before that, he had a clinic for 60 years. So these formulas have a track record, and you don't pass on things that don't work. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out online, call them toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or if you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And this is where your healthcare options just became endless, because you're taking the power back with knowledge and tools to use. And that's the good thing about Apothecary Herbs. They educate you using the product line. So you have tools and instructions. So it's important to have that also backup support when you want to give them a call and say, did I understand this correctly? You can email or call and basically have someone that you can talk with about. I mean, if you go into, I don't know, some of these other healthcare health stores that sell a bunch of herbal products, you know, there's just not so much they can tell you, you know, other than what's on the label. You know, because they didn't make the product. They don't have any experience with the product, basically. They're just selling it to you. So buy direct from Apothecary Herbs, their professional strength formulas. This is the formulations practitioners would sell you. So, but you can get it direct. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're on their website, click on books and newsletters and sign up for their free online newsletters that go out each week, and you'll get empowered with additional health information. So HealthQuest and American Survival are the two newsletters, and they're absolutely free. And you can share those publications with family and friends. Absolutely pass on the power. So thepowerherbs.com. If you got email, you can get the newsletters. They're only delivered by email. I can see by the clock we're going to have to take a little break, but we got more health news on the other side, so we'll be right back.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the time. His sister had another one, she faded for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do we leave his belly ache? I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do you believe his belly ache? I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about your DNA a little bit in the first segment of the show, I thought we'd kind of roll it on over a little bit and cover some little tidbits here on how the DNA can be repaired. DNA repair is really a cellular regeneration, and how fast your cells can repair and replace is really an indicator of your overall health. Now, for example, people with cancer have a very slow regeneration rate compared to healthier people, and scientific studies have suggested it may be due to a nutritional deficiency. So cancer patients tend to be low in minerals. Well, they're not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables typically. So a big killer to cell regeneration is also stress, and people experiencing stress, which is, you know, consistent or recurring, well, they have bodies that age faster and are more prone to disease. Now, a random study took some tissue samples from people, and 7 to 10% of the group showed they had DNA damage. So DNA damage is described as broken strands of DNA. Damaged DNA can lead to mutations, interfere with cell communication or hormones, and even neurotransmitter activity. So we're going to take a look at how we can help our DNA regenerate and avoid a lot of premature illnesses and death and all those things that really mess us up. So one of the things on the list is drug therapies. There's really no surprise here. For instance, chemotherapy drugs or radiation can damage your DNA. But what about prescription medications? And a lot of people use prescription drugs on a regular basis. So are there drugs that will, that people take every day that, you know, or even just when they're sick, can any of these drugs mess up their DNA or put it at risk? Well, the answer is yes. FQ Research Organization found that there is a class of antibiotics that damage DNA, and it's called fluoroquinolones. An example would be Cipro, ciprofloxacin, Levaquin, levofloxacin, Avelox, moxifloxacin, and other types of antibiotics. If you want a full list of those drugs that will mess up your DNA, you can go to fqsearch.org and click on list of quinolones that are in the drug category, quinolones, if I said that right. So how do the antibiotics damage our DNA then? Well, they disrupt the instruction the DNA has to make the cell function with, and it can also damage the mitochondria of the cell, which is your energy pack of your cell. In other words, antibiotics can cause oxidative stress on our cells, cause inflammation, and even starve the cells of nutrition. Now, these antibiotics remove a lot of magnesium from the cell, which the cell needs to repair with. So antibiotics are usually prescribed pretty frequently for things like sinus infections, urinary tract infections, bladder infections, and a host of other types of conditions. So this could actually explain why Americans are magnesium deficient with repeated uses of antibiotics or course of antibiotics. And they're also on a lot of processed salt that has no magnesium left in it. So salt is typically how our ancestors replaced electrolytes other than what was in the foods they were eating. So these drugs also remove iron from the body, and often side effects become prominent upon a depletion of iron. So some of the disruptive results can put us at risk of some serious conditions. Here are a few things like autoimmune disease, vision problems, peripheral neuropathy, which is numbness and tingling in the extremities, and aortic aneurysms or deadly heart clots. And this is, you know, before COVID entered the picture here. Here is a quote from FQ Research Organization. They said, the data obtained in the study suggested that Cipro antibiotics induce DNA damage related to oxidative stress and should be considered for further damage such as to the central nervous system causing toxicity. That was their 2015 report. Now, other medications used for cardiovascular disease can also create a lot of damage, and cells literally just tend to fall apart. A lot of your cardio drugs flush a lot of your minerals out of your system, and that's what happens. The cells don't have the minerals to repair with, and they just, you know, collapse. Other things like addictions are not good for us, like alcohol addictions. Alcohol can really mess our DNA up. The World Health Organization classifies alcohol as a carcinogen, and the human body converts alcohol to acetaldehyde, and this reacts with your DNA. And according to Dr. Sylvia Balbo of the Cancer Center at the University of Minnesota, alcohol consumption made the top 10 list, which increases our risk of getting head and neck cancers along with other types of cancers. So long-term use of alcohol increases our risk because it damages the cell repair mechanisms. And Dr. Balbo says that the alcoholics especially have bodies that hold on to toxins because their body has difficulty purging them. So the American Cancer Society recommends abstaining from alcohol or using that in moderation. men more than 2 drinks per day, and women no more than 1 drink per day. All right, smoking was on the list, too, as damaging DNA. Our cells have to deal with the 7,000 different chemicals in tobacco smoke. Nearly 70 are classified as carcinogens. And one cigarette is enough to damage DNA because the chemicals physically attach to the base of the DNA cell, change their size, shape, and physical property, and increase the risk of cell mutation. So marijuana was also studied, and a report appeared in the 2009 Journal of Chemical Research and Toxicology, where marijuana smoke does change cell DNA, according to Dr. Rajir Singhye of the University of Leicester. He says cannabis smoke contains 50% more pollutants compared to tobacco. He made this comparison. Smoking 3 or 4 cannabis cigarettes a day could cause the same amount of damage to bronchial mucous membranes as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. So the risk of mutation to the genes is significant, as marijuana users tend to inhale more deeply, increasing respiratory burden. Chronic smoking may overwhelm the capacity to repair the DNA damage entirely. End of quote. Well, you got a lot of healing energy out there. You've got tools. There are lots of ways to provide the body with what we call healing therapies, and all living things have energy and light resources in them. There's actually scans now where they can scan plants or animals or human beings, and you can see their light residence, or aurora is another term for it. So all living things have it, and the brighter the light, the more energy the source has. Now, spectrometers are often used to determine how much of a light energy source living things have, like we mentioned, plants, animals, and humans. So here are some energy sources that we can tap into to help our body regenerate. We want to help the brain. We never want to neglect the mind. So the brain does regenerate. We were told before, you know, we were born with all your brain cells, and once you lose them, that's it. No, that's not true. Medicine's backpedaling on that. Actually, your brain has its own ability to make its own stem cells. It is fascinating. So we tend to neglect our thoughts to help our bodies regenerate. So when we think about negative things all the time, it stresses our body. So if we think about things that give us joy and peace, our body likes that a lot better and can help your body regenerate. This was a China study. They said positive thoughts help our cell DNA regenerate and repair, compared to cancer patients in the study who practiced having one group was positive, one group was negative thoughts, and the ones with the positive thoughts that sped up their aging, their healing process. So kind of confirms what the Bible states, that having joy is good for your health, you know, healing to the bones. According to the China Institute, they say following 3 months of practice, your cell repair rate had nearly doubled when you think positive things. Nutrition is also on the list, of course. We were talking about how drugs can kind of, you know, just remove a lot of your mineral content. The type of nutrition is really going to have a direct impact on regenerating DNA and your ability to defend yourself from disease. A lot of nutrients are listed, but one nutrient that seems to be predominant in DNA repair is your vitamin B, as in boy, vitamin B. Other nutrients are going to be zinc, iron, omega-3 fatty acid, vitamin C and vitamin E, enzymes, and antioxidants. Well, there's this study in 2009 on antioxidants. A lot of multivitamin use and antioxidant use out there. So they did this study. The research team discovered that there is strong anti-inflammatory action that protects your DNA from damage using blue-green algae. So there is 14 times more antioxidant action in blue-green algae than in carrots or other beta-carotene foods. So that is more power than even vitamin E. So Corella, a spirulina, for instance, they contain a lot of rich sources of B vitamin, beta-carotene, chlorophyll, lutein, vitamin K, calcium, zinc, iron, iodine, and other nutrients. So it's sort of like a superfood, if you will. So chlorella and spirulina. I love that stuff, by the way. I take it every day. It's in the Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. I throw it in my lemonade or a smoothie, and I'm good for the day. I love that stuff. So if you got aches and pains, and a lot of times aches and pains are from a lot of inflammation, try something like that that reduces inflammation. You probably feel a whole lot better. Ginger root also came up. According to Dr. Michael Greger, studies that ginger root actually reverses DNA damage. This is a test group, 10% DNA damage reversed by ginger root for just using it 7 days. The study also tested DNA damage as it was repaired when you're eating various types of herbs and spices. So they went a little step further. Apparently, your herbs prevent oxidative stress on the cells, and it is estimated that by putting ginger root into your diet, it can reduce DNA damage by 10 to 25%. You know, if you're on a regular basis using your ginger. And the same result appeared if you were using rosemary or turmeric. So you can think of these foods as free radical, you know, destroyers, you know. A lot of herbs and spices are not just antioxidant sources, but they also provide essential enzymes that offer more potency in protecting cell DNA. So God knew what he's doing when he made herbs. So all you have to do is tweak the lifestyle a little bit. The Wellness Journal also recommends making your diet as DNA damage proof as possible. They're saying certain food sources will feed your genes. In order to do that, every bite that you take has to count. So no empty calories, they're saying. So in general, your diet should be as organic and fresh and clean and consistent as it can be, using a lot of whole foods, no processed foods. Include quality protein sources and use healthy oils, olive and coconut. Now, we got some news the other day. They were talking about olive oil, and I've got lots of calls on that. Yes, the olive oil in the stores can, you know, be exposed to oxygen. It starts a rancidity process, and a lot of it's adulterated. It's cut with other oils. So, yes, it's hard to get a really full-fledged olive oil. People ask me, well, what do you use? I use Apollo olive oil. It's a company out of California. They cold press the olive oil in a vacuum so that no oxygen touches it. And it is beautiful. It tastes so fresh and vibrant and fruity. I mean, and depending on what olives you're using, from what area of the world they're coming from, olives have a different taste. So it can be a little bit spicy, can be a little bit sweet, be a bit smooth and mellow. It's really interesting. They got different varieties. You can get their sample pack and check it out, the different olive oils they have, and they're just beautiful. So I use Apollo, and I think you can buy them online. They're a little bit pricey, but they're worth it. Now, beverages, they say also, this was from the Wellness Journal, beverages should consist of water and herbal teas, you know, get rid of the sodas. And complex carbohydrates preferred over the simple ones because it doesn't convert to sugars readily. And they want you to be consistent with your nutrient density foods. The more nutritious the food, the less volume of food you need to eat because the body's satisfied and you don't have hunger pains or cravings. So, and that's because if you get foods with minerals in them, that's what happens. So, if you get a little hungry, instead of grabbing the bag of chips, grab a handful of nuts full of minerals and healthy fat, not bad fat, but healthy fat. So nuts are awesome. I love them. Gets rid of hunger pains right away. Handful of nuts and you're good. So basically a lot of your nutrition is really going to also improve your physique. Bone health, vision, overall, gene mutations and damaged DNA will be hard to find in a person that eats clean like that. So if you're interested in finding out how you can get more of those antioxidants and get rid of the free radicals, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll set you up with a free product catalog so you can find out what your tools are and what your options are. Cleanse and nourish. Cleanse and nourish. That's my mantra. Get rid of the toxins, put the nutrition in, and most internal medicine disorders are whooped. Kick it to the curb. Kick it to the curb. I got 10 minutes, Frank? Oh, not much time. 8 minutes? 8 minutes. All right, we got a few minutes here. Let's just real quick touch on, we were talking about sepsis earlier, which was blood poisoning, and I get a lot of calls from people that have, you know, issues which I think stem from the blood. And where does the blood come from? Well, it comes from the bone marrow, right? Bone marrow makes blood all the time because your blood cells only last a few days. I think your white blood cells just one day, which is your antibody and macrophages. So your blood, your body's always manufacturing blood. And the life source is in the blood. Bible tells us that, right? So you got to keep the bones healthy, which is the manufacturing center for the blood. So if you don't have healthy bones, the blood's not going to be so healthy. So how do you get healthy bones? Well, it's not drinking cow's milk. We can tell you that. You want mineral-rich, green, leafy vegetables and herbs. Because when you look at those sources, if they're, you know, organic and they still have the minerals in them, they got your calcium, boron, and magnesium in there, which creates healthy bones and which create healthy blood. Now, the problem with diabetics is they tend to overdo sugar and foods that convert to sugars, a lot of carbs. They're just making really healthy food choices. And what's on is the sugar has damaged how the cells port. So when your cells port and they dump sugar and nutrition from the cell, you know, they take it from the blood system, there's something that's messed up with the porting mechanism, and the blood's not able to dump the sugar, okay? And the cells can't use the sugar as an energy source. So there's something messed up there. And it could be a whole slew of reasons why that's messed up, okay? So getting those minerals, like I said, it's the biggest reason for internal medicine issues. If you have a lack of them, that's the problem. If you take all the fluids away, we're just a pile of minerals. So we got to replenish those. And if we're not getting them in their foods, then we're going to have to supplement with something else, like medicinal herbs. Get your whole food chemical profiles in your medicinal herbs. I hate the isolated bottles of stuff. Well, I got a bottle of magnesium here and a bottle of this there and a bottle. They're isolated. Their buffer alkaloids are missing. So how is the body going to utilize that? Right. Probably won't. So whole food, the way God created it in its perfect full chemistry, is what the body's wanting. And you don't need megadoses when you do that. So minerals, get them. One of the ways that you can change that problem is, you know, grow a garden, grow your stuff, or buy, or spend the money on organic stuff, real organic stuff. Get the minerals going. Celtic salt is a heart-friendly salt. It's ocean salt that's sun-dried. It still has 84 microminerals in it. It's the electrolyte balance you're missing. Refined salt doesn't have it. And real salt's not white. It's gray. Okay? So get back to the salt that will, you know, put those minerals back in, help balance your fluids, strengthen your cell walls, keep the arteries and veins flexible, because salt does that for us. It used to preserve meats in the ancient world, but it preserves us, okay? And it's not sodium chloride. Ocean salt's not just sodium chloride, which is very harsh, okay? And that's what pushes blood pressure up. So ocean salt has 84 microminerals, and it's feeding the body the electrolytes, and it's also helping the nervous system with the mineral conduit it needs for the impulses to go from the brain all over the system. So we've gotten away from the basics, you know, really gotten away from the basics, and we're not feeding the body the nutrition. Well, I'm surprised we're still alive, Frank, as a human race, you know? With all the vaccines and the drug therapy and the environmental toxins and stress, oh, I'm surprised we're still replicating. I'm surprised, you know, that we still have a human race, to be honest. What are you saying, Frank? Because God is on the throne. This is true. This is true. Right? This is true. So, we're hanging on, but I think we're hanging on by a thread here. So, we got to get those nutritional stores back. So get your sea of supplements, get your ocean salt, because even the amniotic fluid the baby floats around in is identical to ocean water. So instead of a mine salt from the ground, get the ocean water. And a lot of people go, what about the ocean pollution? Okay, that's, you know, if you notice, there's certain things God set up in the ocean that help filter that. The French have really good salt flats, and they harvest really great clear, pure salt. It's great. I don't have a problem using their salt, and I've used it for over 20 years. So Celtic salt, if you having a trouble finding it, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have it up on their website. Salt is important to health. It's so important. It was so important in the ancient world, they used it as currency. So they knew, and we're dumbasses now. We're not using the right salt. We're not getting the nutrition like we should, but we're going to correct that, right, Frank? Yes. So get those living minerals going, and get those antioxidants going and those flavonoids going and all those things that reduce, you know, cell damage and DNA damage. So we were talking about the blue green algae, you know, with the power in there. I mean, you know, they took blue green algae up on the space station. Frank, did you know that when we used to have a space program? They took it up there, and they gave it to the astronauts. And they couldn't believe the difference, the astronauts that were using that when they came back. They didn't have nearly the time they needed to acclimate back to Earth because they used the blue-green algae. It really reduced their cell damage being up in space. So, hey, you don't need to orbit the sun or the Earth to use some blue-green algae. You can use it now. You don't need NASA to give you a stamp of approval. You can take it from God. He made it, and he made it just perfect. So blue-green algae is in a product called the Body Food Mix, like I mentioned, and I use it every day. And you know, Frank, when I had a physical done for insurance purposes for work, They came back with a lab analysis. I mean, I can still remember the agent saying, you had the best blood profile they've ever seen. Yo, at 60 years of age. Oh, yeah. God is good. Nutrition. You just gotta figure it out. You have the power right now to do that. You decide. Hey, if you need some help, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog. And your blood doesn't need to be laden down with impurities. You can have clean blood, too. The Power Herbs, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website. Check them out, sign up for the newsletters, and be empowered. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.